Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. I thought Wolchuk maybe had a gastro issue earlier when he was in here, so I went out into the hallway at the break, and I was going to leave that door open. Then I rounded the corner, and it's worse out there. I think we might have some sort of a plumbing issue here.
There's the
Lakeside Studios.
There's something going on in the break area.
Okay.
I don't know if it's some food we threw away, some food in the building.
Yeah.
It smells very,
okay,
very rancid right now.
Yeah. That would make sense then. I didn't poke back in there, but it kind of did smell like when I worked at KFC, they made me clean the grease trap. That was pretty offensive. But yeah. Salute to Joseph Hoyt, Dallas Morning News, for putting this list together here. What's his headline? NFL draft prospects to watch in the college football playoff. Cowboys could feel multiple needs with their top picks when you look at some of these guys. I've watched a number of the first round guys,
yeah,
or guys.
Yeah,
that,
no, good for you, good start.
But I haven't seen any of the Indiana guys other than Fernando Mendoza.
Yeah.
But we start with Elijah Surratt, their wide receiver.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Indiana kids.
Okay.
I'm with you on the Indiana kids. I've watched Indiana against a bunch of other players is what I've done.
Okay.
So, yeah, but go ahead with the name. So,
Surratt, 6'2", extremely productive, mm-hmm. 3 seasons. He was at James Madison before this. Now he's in Bloomington. He had 28 career touchdowns, yada, yada, yada. Jalen Tolbert will be a free agent after this season. Investing a day-two pick in a productive receiver is not a bad call. But right now they don't have a day-two pick, and I wouldn't bet on them. I know they'd hope that they could trade back and get good value, but sometimes there's a lot of teams willing to do that.
I'll give you a guy, and I don't know if he's going to be a first round. He might be a late one, but he might be a second round type of a player. Is this kid Concepcion from Texas A&M? You'll see him on Saturday morning, and he's a transfer from North Carolina State. I'll tell you what, he is number 7. He's not going to be hard to find in this football game. I know Miami's got some big-time players, receivers on their end, but keep an eye on Concepcion for Texas A&M.
Iconic name in sports.
Yeah, when I was watching him play, it's Casey Concepcion. When I was watching him play, he's 5'11", he's 190 pounds. If you're looking for a receiver, this is a guy. This guy is a dynamic player with the ball in his hands, the run after catch. Outstanding punt returner. He snatched the ball on the move. He runs intermediate routes. He could go down the field. You could throw him the ball. I was watching the Mississippi State game. They threw him the ball on the 4-yard line. He ran through like 3 bulldog tacklers to get into the end zone. The physicality he plays for.
I like it.
This guy, if you're going to give me a day 2 wide receiver, a kid named Boston from Washington. I know we're talking about guys in the game.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Concepcion is one you want to look at.
Yeah, we have draft prospects participating in the college football playoff here with you in the G-Bag Nation. Of course, Broadus once again is going to quarterback and headline our draft coverage all season long. I thought there was going to be a question I meant to ask you about A&M. We'll get back to that here in just a minute, though. We go to Ohio State. safety Caleb Downs.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. Ways you can get a day two pick if you wanted to take Concepcion.
Yeah,
that's either a move back with the Packers pick or, yeah. I mean, where are you with trading George Pickens right now? A tag and trade of George Pickens. Do you think there's any possibility? I think if he struggles in the final three games, it'd become fairly realistic.
I kind of felt like that if you weren't going to do anything to tag him, if you were just going to play through. But it just sounds like to me that Dallas is so much interested in getting a deal. But, yeah, the I think the best way to get day two picks would be to move likely your own pick. You know, and I'm talking about where you could get, like, a higher. So, say, for example, you're at 14 and you would say, you would probably have a better chance of getting more quality with your pick than you would the Packer pick.
Okay.
So if you're interested, you know, you never want to trade away from a great player. And Dallas might be in a situation where if they lose these games, they'll be hovering right around that area that, you know, where they could get an outstanding player. I know on my stack, there's probably going to be 15 to 17 first-round grades. So you're kind of right at the end of the, you know, where the run might be or the actually how many first-round grades you might have. And that's cool. But I think moving that first pick, your own pick, is the one that will get you the best value for those day two, day three picks. Trading Pickens, it just sounds like to me that they're kind of like excited about maybe trying to get this done.
Yeah.
So I don't think that, but I would have traded him. I would have traded him before the trade deadline if the intention was not to sign him or not to tag him.
Be very interesting to see how they do that. I want George Pickens back, but not if it means they're going to sacrifice other parts of the team. Like, we need to fill out a lot of spots. And if you're like, well, we have George, and now we're going to ask George, CD, and Dak to make up for all the weaknesses elsewhere, I think we've seen that play before. We know how it ends. Ohio State has a number of players. Arvell Reese, linebacker, edge. Yeah. Sonny Styles, linebacker. Wide receiver Carnell Tate, and then you add Caleb Downs. I'm a little different on Downs. I think I want him to fall outside the top 10 for me to pick him. Like, is he there at 13, 14, 15? Is he one of those last players? Because he's a box safety. Coming downhill, he's outstanding. I don't know what he's going to look like if you wanted to play him more in coverage. I think he's a perfect player for that kind of system, maybe a cover three system. I don't know. You take over here, Brian. Tell me what you think of Caleb Downs.
Yeah, I think this guy is very reminiscent of what you see with Brian Branch in a way. This young man started his career at Alabama, like a freshman All-American, a star from the jump. So he's played in a lot of big games in his life. He led the Alabama team in tackles his freshman year playing safety. And he was a big part of that championship run last year for the Buckeyes. I think this guy processes information really quickly. The communication skills, when you watch him play, he's always kind of talking with the linebackers. He's talking with the corners. He's pointing out where things need to be going on. I think he's, as we mentioned, I think he's a reliable tackler in open space. I think he doesn't shy away from the contact. I really like the way that he does a really good job of breaking down in space and making those plays. He's kind of a guy that finishes through the ball carrier. This guy, when I did my report, he'd played 415 defensive snaps and he had only missed six tackles and all that. So I was pretty impressed with that. I mentioned the Brian Branch. You can see him line up at linebacker. You can see him line up at safety. You can see him play slot corner. There's some snaps where he's actually playing as a free. I've kind of listed him as a strong safety type of prospect, but don't think of him as just a box player. I think of him as a guy who can kind of do a little bit of everything. He might very well be one of the top 5 to 8 players in the country when this is all said and done, when people really start to stack, depending on where they have some of these edges, where they have these linebackers. He could very well be in the mix with those guys.
Speaking of edges and linebackers, take me to his teammate Arvell Reese. Do you think the NFL is going to look at him as an edge?
I've got him listed as an outside linebacker myself. And the thing that I think he
can... Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Could do both. I think that you're talking very much at 6'4", 243 pounds. Very reminiscent of what you might have with a Micah Parsons kind of a player. You know, this guy, I think he's going to be one of the best players in the country when it's all said and done. When I do my stack, he's probably going to be either one or two on my board. But He plays with this raw strength. He's got some violence to his game. He's one of those guys that can really cover some ground as a player. You watch him when he rushes the passer and the ball's going away. I mean, he is running for somebody that big. He just can overwhelm blockers. I think he's got the power to do these things. I mean, this is not just one of those, like he's a linear built thin guy running to the football. You know,
kind of what he looks like.
Been in the corner.
But he's more than that.
He's more than that. His power is really, really, really good.
Okay. Talk to me then about their middle linebacker, Sonny Styles. He's number zero, right?
Yeah, he was recruited as a safety to Ohio State, and they moved him to linebacker. I scouted his dad way back in the day, and he's got that same kind of temperament. This is a guy.
Kind of quieter, right?
Yeah, much quieter type player. But you could watch early in the season, like if you watch the Texas game, maybe he was struggling that opening game of getting off blocks and kind of playing better with his hands and doing what he needed to do. You watch the Indiana game, the Big Ten championship game. He was all over the place. He plays downhill. He's got lateral quickness. He's got downhill quickness. He plays with power. He's smart. He can cover. He plays in space. There's a lot of this complete linebacker to his game. I mean, he uses his hands so much better now, and he puts himself in position to make a lot of plays.
Yeah,
I mean, he's got a nose for the ball. When he sees it, he's over there. Man, at 6'4", again, he's another 245-pound guy. And these are Ohio State linebackers, and you got to know they're playing in that kind of a pro-style system with Matt Patricia. You know, they're getting that pro-like coaching when it comes to, hey, how to read, how to play, how to diagnose, where you need to be, how you need to fit. All those things make these kids ready to play.
I am so biased towards dogs, and I don't think there's enough dog in his game. Like, his tackling is weird. He's more like going to drag you down.
Yeah.
And he's so big, like you're not going to get away from him. He's got an incredible wingspan, but obviously, as a first-round pick, I'd love to take him. I just wouldn't do that in the top 10 or maybe top 12 picks, something like that. We go to Georgia. Their linebacker, C.J. Allen, is the first player Joseph Hoyt lists, but also Dalen Everett, Oscar Delp, and the wide receiver, Noah Thomas. I really liked Allen, speaking of dogs, though.
Yeah, I think this guy is physically a really good player, and he moves well. The reactions are really, really good. The physical strength is really good. He can work through blockers. You see him. I mean, he is no problem. Getting through that, they always call it the trash. The short area quickness is good. The burst, he could run down a play in space. This is a guy you mentioned as a dog. He plays to the he plays to the echo of the whistle and beyond. And that's when you start to talk about those guys that, you know what, he's got that little bit of an edge about him. But man, I'll tell you what, the acceleration, the burst.
The strength, the contact balance.
If I would say this guy has a weakness, I would say the weakness is pass coverage stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a great man cover guy. We hear Shoddy talk about spot drop linebackers. when he's talking about that, it's like he goes to a spot, that's where he's going to get, and then kind of read what's going on. I think Stiles has got more ability to read and see. That's probably because of his safety background.
Yeah.
But I think Allen, he's 6'1", he's 235 pounds, very similar to Rodriguez from Texas Tech when you look at, boy, but he looks like a thicker, bigger player weight-wise. Than what Rodriguez, but both those guys surely get after the ball.
Okay, let's go on to Texas Tech then as we're looking at college football playoff players who the Cowboys could draft, make this team better. Linebacker Jacob Rodriguez is number one. Been a standout for Tech. Enters the playoff with 117 tackles, seven forced fumbles.
Yeah,
the Cowboys like linebackers who can be around the ball and punch it. He kind of reminds me of the 6'1" college point guard who averages 25 points per game. It's just, I don't know if he's big and athletic enough to get it done in the NFL level.
Yeah, the thing that's going to be the question mark about him now, when you talk to scouts, they absolutely love him. And then the first thing that they say is, does he check all the boxes? And the physical boxes, yes, there's the limitations there. This guy went to Virginia originally and it was a quarterback. So he's a quarterback, running back. He's played wide receiver.
Smart.
His first year, he kind of did all those offensive things. Came to Tech, was dealing with some injuries. I think the Liz Frank on the foot was something he dealt with. And then the last 2 years, he has been great. You talk about creating turnovers, being around the ball. There's been some smaller linebackers we've seen in the league now. The Carson Schlesinger we've seen him out of UCLA, lighter linebacker, but always around the ball, always tackling. This guy is one of those types. I think to me, you see a guy that kind of when it creates turnovers, his ability to play in coverage. I was watching him in the Houston game where it was drop, turn, drop, turn. You know, he was just getting depth. And as the quarterback was moving, he was getting depth with the quarterback, the ability to turn, adjust, turn again, adjust, and then get in to go make a play on the ball. He's just around the ball a ton. He's not a big guy. I don't think he has the power that you have in Allen. But when you start to talk about just that nose and the ability to tackle, that's what this kid's got.
I love listening to you talk about these guys and the kind of things you're looking for. I wanted to get your thoughts on their edge, David Bailey, because he's the best player that's going to come. He seems like the most refined pass rusher in the country to me.
Yeah, I think when you look at David Bailey, now here's these, we always talk about these bendy athletic guys, 6'3", 250 pounds, transfer from Stanford. They went out and bought this player is what they did. But he is a super impressive athlete. He does a really good job of coming off the ball. He plays with that explosive quickness. The first step about him, he can cover some ground when he's playing on the move. He runs plays down from the backside. You see teams. I was watching the Utah. I watched the BYU games, the game that was played in Lubbock, and then the game that was played, the Big 12 championship game. He's just got this knack for going after and getting the football. He has all kinds of pass rush moves. He could swat. He could swim. He could spin.
Yeah, the spin's awesome.
Yeah, he does everything to kind of free himself. I mentioned the bend, being 6'3", 250 pounds. He could retrace his steps to get back in on a play. Ball goes up the field. Now he's back in on the play. He is not the biggest guy weight-wise. And so all of a sudden there were some snaps where you see some of the bigger blockers were able to kind of move him around a little bit. But when you talk about the explosiveness, the way to get off the edge, bendy, create problems in the pocket, this guy will probably hear his name pretty early.
Okay, we ran late on that one, but there's more players to cover, and the college football playoff is underway tonight. So let's continue. We'll get to A&M and the players they have going that could help the Cowboys and the remaining teams as well. Then coming up at 5 o'clock, it'll be time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking. Here it's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.